On the Delaney Foundation's private plane, Byrne kept glancing down at his pinstriped shirt. He was glad now that he'd ironed it and pinching the armrest in the glove leather recliner that cradled him. His parents had had a lazy boy with a wooden paddle that broke after a couple of years, leaving a jagged spear on one side. That was his only experience with a recliner. This one, caramel-colored, was softer than a baseball glove, conforming to him. It looked like it would be more appropriate in a British pub than an airplane. The flight attendant asked if he wanted wine, champagne, or a cocktail, and he shook his head, asked for seltzer water. He wished he could iron his jeans. In the meantime, he spent the flight to New York City reviewing everything he could on his laptop, but he knew it all, since he'd spent 8 years living with it. In 1920, the first year the Olympics were held after World War I, the modern Olympic flag debuted. On a white background, the five interlocking rings symbolized the world's five continents united by the Olympics: blue for Europe, yellow for Asia, black for Africa, green for Oceania, and red for the Americas. A young Frederick Delaney, whose immensely popular singable music had already outsold that of all other contemporary composers, had been tapped to write five operas, one for each colored ring. Over the next 16 years, Delaney worked on the Five Rings of Olympia, an ode to the energy and passion of a new world, celebrating the rebirth of hope after the Great War. And the first opera, The Olympic Torch Disappears. The swiftest, most decorated runner of the five continents must hunt it down. Throughout each opera, Mikhail, his nationality is never specified, journeys around the globe to retrieve the lost torch. Along the way, he battles demonic monsters and accomplishes Herculean tasks. In blue, he rescues the lost princess. In yellow, he performs sacrifices to find the true path to the torch. In black, he outsmarts the trickster spider god. In green, he overcomes the Pacific Island's mythical sea monsters. And then, finally, in red, he recovers the torch. In 1921, the first opera, The Theft of Europa, The Blue Ring of Olympia, created a major sensation. Opera had never been so popular, so accessible, so beautiful. New fashions based on the characters' costumes sprang up worldwide, and the melodies and arias were reworked into popular ballads and classical adaptations. Three operas followed over the next 5 years: The Asian Prophecy, Yellow, 1923, The Dark African Heart, Black, 1924, and a nod to Joseph Conrad, Ocean Odyssey, Green, 1926. Today, when the operas were performed for modern audiences, a note in the playbill discussed the use of colors to represent various nationalities. What was acceptable in the 1920s is no longer tolerable. But Delaney's music remained as compelling as ever, transcending race, color, and creed. Everything was on track to perform the full quintet in the days leading up to the Olympic Games in 1928, once the final opera had been finished. That final opera, Triumph of the Americas, The Red Ring of Olympia, would be an ode to America's first peoples, as well as to the immigrants who came after and who lent their stories and their music to North, Central, and South Americas. It would utilize grand swaths of folk, jazz, Latin, indigenous, and other musical elements to tell how Mikhail finally recovers the Olympic torch.